Well, first of all, thanks for giving us a call, and we are so glad that you are back on the road, and I guess very glad that you've decided to make Madisonville, Kentucky a part of your trip on this brand new tour of yours.
Well, thank you. I've got actually several friends and extended family friends that are in Madisonville, so it'll be a little bit of an old home week in some ways.
Well, very good. Now, you and I have frequented, and I told the person who was setting this thing up with us today that I would try my best to talk about your new album and your tour and your music, but there's one specific area that I really want to talk about is a place that you and I have frequented a lot. I don't know if you've seen me in the crowd, but there's a place called the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee, where some hockey players play.
Oh, yeah. Do you come for the game?
Yes, I've been to several games.
Wow. My husband does not miss a game, which is tough because there's so many games, unless he's on the road.
All right, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that when the Predators came to town, well, Craig Leopold was the,
Right.
when we were trying to get them to Nashville, I was a part of the ask. And
Right.
so.
Yeah, they had a lot of they tried to pull out all the stops, get a lot of the celebrities out
Oh my
to help get
goodness,
the team
yeah.
in, then to help get ticket sales, and you were right up there with them to try to help get the Predators going.
Yeah, and I had never even been to a hockey game, but my manager, Jennifer Cook, is from Southern California, and she watched the Kings play all the time. Her grandmother was a total fan, and she kept saying, "This is going to be amazing for Nashville."
Yeah.
But Vince and I, we've had like kind of welcoming barbecues for the teammates several seasons in a row, and this year we're mostly out of town during all the playoff games. But last year we were in town and they were doing very well, and we sang the national anthem. Of course, they played again, and they said, "If we keep winning, you're going to have to sing the national anthem every game."
Oh, I'm sorry. As a matter of fact, I have pictures from one of the games that I have of you and Vince singing the national anthem.
Yeah, it's so funny how everybody feels like, "I can't change my underwear. I have to wear the same shirt. We've got to sing that song." I'm
Well,
sure it has nothing to do with anything, but we all feel like we're a part of a win.
yeah, you never would probably have ever guessed that in your entire life.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about life. You don't ever know what's going to be around the next corner.
Right.
I remember even last weekend, my 17-year-old daughter got invited to a prom at a different school. And a lot of the kids were going to go out to this farm and spend the night. And she didn't. She said, "There's a bus coming home. I'm coming back. I don't know anybody. I just hope this will be any fun at all." And I got a message from her. She called and she said, "As it turns out, this is the greatest group of kids, and I'm just going to stay the night." I mean, it was chaperone. There were a bunch of parents there.
Oh, yeah.
And I texted back, "See, you never," she was kind of dreading it. And I said, "You," I mean, she wasn't dreading her date, but he was a
Right.
nice guy, but she didn't know anybody. She didn't think. And I said, "What a great reminder. You never know what's going to come around the corner, ever."
Exactly. One quick thing about being in Nashville, and I have my sister and her family live in Franklin. You've been in Nashville and or the Nashville area for, forever and ever and ever. What is Nashville, Tennessee to you?
Well, it's a very friendly community, and I think it's because the backbone of the community is made up of really three components. Healthcare has an unbelievable hospital system. People come from all over the Southeast for cancer treatment, so there's a compassionate side. Great education, so many colleges, that's why it's called the Athens of the South. And during the school year, restaurants, clubs, parks are filled with students. And the third component is music. There's so much music every night. There are songwriter clubs, jazz clubs, country bands, the Ryman Auditorium, 3rd and Leslie, 12th and Porter, the list goes on and on. They're places where people are connecting through music. And really, you talk about something that connects people quickly. It's like a big small town.
Right.
That's how it feels, yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe that the first CD that I bought of yours was all the way back in the, well, it's been quite a while now. And it's hard to believe looking at your information that Vince just celebrated a birthday. You've got a birthday coming up November, and it's a kind of a milestone for you, I would guess.
I've got the big 5-0.
Yeah, I hear that. And then I look at your pictures, and then I said, no, wait a minute. That looks like about a 25-year-old. What gives now? what information is wrong here?
You know, what I say is when you're doing something you love, it's rejuvenating. I don't jump around on stage anymore. I pretty much stand there and play. But that's the only place I really feel it, you know?
Yeah.
I love music. I love what music does to people. I love the feeling of writing a song. And anyway, it's funny about getting older. I find that there's kind of the grumpy stage where you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm 35. Oh, I can't believe I'm 40. I can't believe I'm whatever. But turning 50, I find everything that I'm still able to do that I love is cause for celebration.
Oh, yeah.
I took a hike with a friend of mine yesterday. She's a couple of years older than I am, and we hiked for an hour and a half. We sweated. We smelled like a couple of football players after two-a-day practices. And I just said, okay, it feels so good to still be able to do this. I feel that way when I ride a bike, feel that way after a concert. You just celebrate it more the older you get because you know it doesn't last forever.
Right. And you started so young, I think at age 16 or so, with your first recording contract, and
mm-hmm.
and then all of the albums leading up to when I guess a lot of us really began to know you and your work was back in 86 with some guy named Peter Cetera.
That's right.
Remember that guy?
I do remember that guy. I see him every once in a while.
Oh, do you still see him sometimes?
Yeah, he's got a place in Nashville. And
I did not know that.
And a good friend of mine, Kim Keys, who I sing with a lot, she, when we're not on the road, sometimes she goes out with Peter. Musicians work between bands, and it's a small town.
Yeah, now, of course, you had a lot of success up until that song, but when that hit Billboard, were you like a little giddy kid and got Billboard every week just to see what number that was each week leading up to number one?
It's funny you should ask that about that song in particular, because that summer I had been on a long tour overseas. I didn't have children yet. And I had just come back from being gone several weeks in Australia and New Zealand. And I was riding down the road with a friend, and I said, you know, I haven't heard that Next Time I Fall song one time on the radio. I really thought that was going to be a hit. And I'd never had a hit, you know, but I just thought it was a great song. And they looked at me like I was a nut, and they said, it's number one this week. But that was so typical, because I'm not a chart watcher.
Yeah.
I went, you're kidding. I thought it was a good song.
Of course, the video was like one of the strongest videos played during that time. It was on all those music channels that they had at the time.
Yeah, you look at it now, though, and it's like, it's like a movie from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. But I went and watched it again, that and some of the other videos you've had from back in the day, and it's still amazing how really good they still are.
Mm.
But now we've got the brand new album coming out, or that is out now, Somewhere Down the Road, and the first song, Better Than Hallelujah. And I see that you've got four new songs on this, but you've gone back into the musical vault, and the Amy Grant musical vault has been unearthed, and we've got new songs coming out. It's kind of a, I guess, a little bit of a blended album. Tell us all about the brand new album that's out now.
Okay, actually, there's seven brand new songs.
Uh-huh.
There are two songs that I recorded several years ago that have never been released, so it's nine unheard songs, and then three old songs. I was trying to make a record that was about the journey of life. Of course, nowadays, people will pull up a record on iTunes and listen to 3 seconds of each song and pick the two they like, but I still have the old-school mentality that somebody out there will put the needle down on the first song and listen all the way through. See, you can even tell it's old-school because I said needle down.
Yes, exactly.
But it's just about the journey of life. It's all I know how to say. I feel like women, it's probably especially poignant for women because it was written by a woman, me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first record that I've done in quite some time that I've had friends of mine and artist friends all call and say, I'm listening to this over and over and over again. So from a songwriter standpoint, that was really, I felt like it was mission accomplished.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of it. Really proud of it.
And you'll be in Madisonville on Friday, April the 23rd at the Gloom Arts Center for the Arts. I understand they've really tried to court you over the years, and you're finally going to be coming down. So what are the folks going to be able to experience at the Amy Grant concert on April the 23rd?
Well, just a little bit of everything. I'll be there with bands, and the evening will go from fully produced, loud, you know, old ripping songs that we used to jump around and dance to some of the pop hits from the 90s. Sometimes I give the band a break, and I'll just play guitar and hopefully make it feel like we're all sitting around the living room. And then, but just a little bit of everything. I love walking through the years with music. And it's not so much about my story, but it's about how my songs fit as the backdrop to so many other people's lives. So I just try to do a little bit of everything and make it really relaxed and unstructured. I mean, I go out there with a song list, but if it feels like the crowd's in the mood for something else, we just try to go where everybody wants to go.
You'll do the 12-minute extended version of Baby Baby if they ask for it, right?
Probably. We'd have to wing that one.
Amy Grant, it's been so fortunate to have a chance to talk to you, and hope we get to see each other maybe at a Nashville Predators playoff game or two, and maybe the big one coming up in a few weeks if we can get fortunate enough to make our first run for the Stanley Cup. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, that'd be fabulous, yes.